Gabe, I'll kick it to you to discuss a little bit about what you think Canelo, his keys to victory are.
So here are three keys to victory for Canelo to defeat Triple G in the third fight. These aren't the only things he can do, but I think there are three important things that he needs to do in this fight. Number one is to not let Triple G establish his jab. Number two is to make him feel old and to keep the pace high. And number three, to work the body. But let's go over them one by one. Number one, don't let Triple G establish the jab. Leading into both fights, the HBO commentators, because it was an HBO fight, the first two fights, and it really demonstrates how boxing has changed and that we're in a new era, that it's on the zone for this fight. But leading up to those fights, the commentators would often note that Triple G had the most important or the most effective jab in all of boxing. And what that does is that allows you to control your opponent, allows you to set everything up. And if you're a fighter like Canelo Alvarez, what you want is a jab that you see similar and the jab that you don't see with a lot of variation so that you can counter it, right? And so that's why I think it's important for him not to allow Triple G to establish the jab, is that because it'll allow him to control moments of the fight. With the Bivol fight, leading up to that fight, I said the same thing, is that Bivol would have to vary the jab and move it a lot because Canelo wants a similar jab for him to work off of and counter. And those jabs and the straight punches, I think, were very key in allowing Bivol to win that fight. So if you're Canelo, what do you do to make sure that Triple G doesn't establish his jab? Counter. Make sure that for every jab, there's something coming back. If he throws one jab, throw two. If he throws a hard jab, come back with the right hand. Keep making sure that Canelo, that Triple G is a little bit weary of letting that jab go because he's worried about something coming back to him. Now, secondly, Canelo Alvarez is 32 years old and Triple G is 40. It's no secret that he's going to have the advantage in terms of youth. So he needs to make sure that he reminds Triple G of his age as soon as he gets into the ring. How do you do that? Keep the pace high. Make sure that it's very quick. For each jab you have a counter, make sure you're throwing your jab, making sure you're throwing combinations. Make sure, if possible, to work every second of every round. Now, historically, Canelo has had some troubles with conditioning. We saw it as far back as the Austin Trout fight. I think in at least one interview leading up to this Triple G rematch, this third fight, he's even mentioned that there were some issues in camp leading up to the Bivol fight. Now, as I understand, he's made some changes to the people in his team, his strength and conditioning coach, things like that. So I think that making sure he's well conditioned is one aspect that he's been working on for this fight, because it looked like Bivol would let off a bunch of combinations and Canelo wouldn't be able to come back because he was so tired. So in this second fight, the basic point, in this third fight, in this basic point, the second key to victory is to remind Triple G that he's 40 years old and keep the pace high. And then lastly, the third key to victory is to work the body. In the first two fights, Canelo worked it a little bit, in the form of counter punches to the body, but it wasn't a sustained body attack. With the Derevianchenko fight against Triple G, everyone saw that he does not like to be punched in the body, and that's a significant weakness, as you mentioned in your keys to victory. He doesn't have the greatest poker face when he receives body shots. So in this third fight, I think you'll have to make a consistent attack to the body, hooks to the body, straights to the body, jabs to the body. Obviously, you have to be careful, because as you're, you know, making attack to the body, you can't get hit with straight shots and with counter uppercuts and stuff like that. But I think a sustained attack to the body, not just in the first and the second rounds, but throughout the fight, will be a solid investment that will pay dividends in the later rounds of the fight, which will take us to what our predictions will be for this fight. And I think we both have similar predictions for how this fight will end.